Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, in here holding down for the morning madhouse. Got Jacquay in the building. Got Grav in the building.
What up, though?
It's the Love and Hip Hop Takeover. And the other day, I was telling you all this off the air. The other day, the guy, I called him the guy, he showed me this artwork, and he was like, this is really, really dope.
Right.
I want to get this artwork for my office. And we sort of had a difference of opinion on the artwork, and I posted it on my Instagram page to sort of see what people thought about it.
Right.
And I wanted to know, I do this segment called hashtag Just Wondering, what do you think about this artwork? And I said, we got to get the artist on the line to get the background about it.
Cool.
So we got my homeboy Justin on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
And he's still a little sleepy. He said he stayed up just for this.
Okay, okay.
So you've received some mixed reviews about this artwork.
Yeah, got a couple people saying they want to, you know, see my face. Some people were wondering if I was white, you know, a white man made this one right here. And I had to answer to them, no, I'm black. But, you know, people that like it, some people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally in my artwork, I don't tag people. But I didn't want to use so many hashtags, so I just tagged everybody in the picture.
So in this picture that we're talking about, do you have a name for it?
Dice Game.
Okay. So in this picture, you see Charlemagne the God, you see the Black Panther, Tupac, Denzel Washington, Rihanna, Oprah, Kevin Hart, Mike Tyson, Allen Iverson, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Barack, and Michelle Obama, and they're participating in a dice game.
Don't forget Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron in the back, too.
What is the meaning behind this picture?
Nothing really, just my favorite people doing hood stuff.
I hear that, though.
That's it?
Yeah, ain't no real big meaning to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just want to, you know, want to think of it, like, real deep, but, you know, for real with me, it's stuff that's not really that deep, you know, because, like, obviously, Black Panther... in there, because, you know, I seen the movie Black Panther like a couple of days after I made the movie. And then, like, if you notice in there also, too, I got, like, Madea movies and Soul Plane and the Trash.
Because,
you know, the movie's trash. And then, I got Kevin Hart, like the drunk Kevin Hart from the Super Bowl. And a lot of people thought that was dandruff in his head, but that's just, like, little drunk bubbles. I put the jerseys in order of, like, people that's greatest. You know, Jordan at the top and Kobe and LeBron on the bottom, they're on the ground. A lot of people keep on saying that's a blunt in Barack's mouth, but it's not. It's a cigarette. I'm not that ignorant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if to complete, like, the, you know, the black historians, you got to have Malcolm, Martin, Obama, and Oprah in there. I'm surprised nobody said anything about Tupac and Will Smith.
Will Smith in the back.
Yeah. I heard somebody even say, is that Charlemagne or is that the dude from Black Ink with Caesar?
He's my man, too.
Not that light-skinned.
Yeah. What did you think about the artwork,
Raph? I mean, I thought it was pretty dope to have those iconic figures and leaders in one image. And I am hood, just like Sun is saying. So seeing them doing something that would seem ignorant to some as playing dice, to me, I like the image personally because it just, like what your guy was saying. I think when I think rolling dice, I do think camaraderie. When if I'm rolling dice, I am doing that amongst friends. So it did seem like a dope, iconic image. But at the same time, I understand why I can get negative reviews because those are stereotypical things that people might say about blacks. You see the Hennessy bottle, you see the money on the floor, whatever, and it might have a negative connotation. But in general, I thought the image was dope. I liked it. But I understand the negative side of it, but I'm hood. So.
What about you, Jacquay?
Nah, everything you said, like, I feel the same way. When I first seen it, I was like, yo, this joint looked really dope. But, of course, you know, the older generation wouldn't really want to be a part of this because it looks like it's being very disrespectful to the leaders. Like, why would you want to put them next to the Henny bottles and you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this is art. You feel me? And you can't really question art. You know what I'm saying? You could, but at the end of the day, it's art. You know?
And it's young art. Like, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, and it's relevant
and it's
to
relevant
some people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Did y'all see the part two that I made of it? I got ASAP Rocky in it, Killmonger, Maya Angelou. I got Meek Mill sneaking out of jail. I got Kevin Hart. I got drunk Kevin Hart again throwing up on the Madea movies this time. I got Black China. I got Black China coming down the stripper pole while Malcolm and Martin is throwing money at her. I got Debo not letting Monique into VIP with Barack, Jay-Z. I got Charlamagne walking away sad. And I got a photo of Tyrese in the back near the exit saying, do not allow in. And yep. I got Chris Brown on like a Nimbus cloud for people that watch Dragon Ball Z. And I got a picture of Kanye in it saying 2020. You know, because him talking about wanting to run for president.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, champ? This is Jacque. Quick question. Yo, you paint this or you use like Photoshop, like InDesign or something like that? Like,
I don't paint. I can't stand a mess. I draw everything out, and then I take it to the computer. Sometimes I use markers like that mimic painting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is really dope.
It's dope, man. It's crazy because I'm really into art, and I actually DM'd you before about making a cover. This is Graph, by the way. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, we spoke on the DM. I just never hit you back yet, but yeah, I did hit you.
I'll be telling people like, just email me. I can't like DM stuff because like people like get angry at me, cussing me out, like saying I get too many DMs like to remember. Sometimes it's just best, you know what I'm saying, to just email me. The only thing people gotta do is just literally click the word email at the top of my bio, and then there you go. I won't miss it.
Now we spoke. I just didn't holler back at you, but I'm going to. I'm glad we're speaking now because I'm going. I meant
why
to.
Why didn't you hit me back?
I don't remember why. I think I just got either I got caught up or did something else. But I meant to hit you. I'm dead ass. I just told Jessica that. I meant to hit him back.
This is Jacque. No, hold up. This is Jacque. Maybe you hit him with that OG budget joint. He got turned away.
What do you mean? It's not that much. Come on, I'm just trying to get some sneakers to go to Flex Club.
Yeah, we got you, dog. I got you. I know them folks. I can still get a discount too.
I got the sneaker plug.
Because of you, I missed out on some off-white sneakers, Hyperdunk. That's what I want.
how about it's you the sneakers and you made me some covers? How about that?
Off-white sneakers. If anybody can get them for me in a size 12 and a half, 13, get them for me. I'll make something allegedly for free for you.
allegedly.
Put me on that list. This is Jacque. Put me on that list. You know, right. I got the sneaker connect for real.
Just him. No, don't just
want to. We're going to see what's up. I'll make you back on the DM. Like, I promise, man. I ain't going to forget like this
that,
time.
Man. I don't like that, man. Just like these light-skinned females that don't hit me back.
Hold on, Justin. I'm light-skinned.
Yeah, right? I got you, my dude. I'm up.
You're just humble.
Well, look, I definitely appreciate you sparking conversation about something that's important in the culture. You know, keep doing your thing. I've seen other artwork on your page that is absolutely, it's just dope. I was one of the ones, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, keep it 100. I was one of the ones that looked at it and was like, no. But then after sitting and discussing it with my old man, he was like, no, think about it from this way. And I was like, okay, I can get with why you like it. And I can see that.
I mean, like, I don't mean like the whole jaw for real, but like the real reason, I made it for real is because I had like an interview with Complex. Complex hit me up, like a little mini interview I posted on my page.
Yeah, I read that.
They didn't put the whole reason, the reason why, like, I made it. I made it because prior to that, I had, reposted an old picture I did of, a school shooter. I had the ball, like, as a little black kid at first. But then people, you know, saying, you know, like, stuff like that. So, you know, a year later, I changed the color of the kid to white, but nobody paid attention to the kid. They just pay attention more to everybody in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, frustrated me because, like, you know, so y'all just going to focus on the kid in the background that's black, that's baking him. So they're just going to assume, you know, the person is black also. And then, you know, people saying, like, I can't take this seriously. Why would somebody be bullying somebody? And they're just going to say to him why he looked like a half-bitten Eminem or why he got the, I just got done beating my, you know, my thing face. And because of them people, like, you know, taking it the wrong way, it upset me. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to make something or, you know, give them actually something to actually complain about, to be honest. But it wasn't that bad, because I honestly could, you know, not to sound like ignorant or anything, I could have, like, made something like way worse, but I ain't going to do that. But I do have a third one I'm going to do. I wasn't going to do it anymore because, you know what I'm saying, it's not Black History Month no more. But I'm going to do one more. It's not going to be that bad, but I think people are going to talk more about it than the first one, to be honest.
Well, I support your art, man. I like what you're doing, man. I think you're dope, talented, and I'm going to holler at you. No more ignoring you in my DMs ever again, brother.
No, I'm not going to work for you until you send me a pair of off-white hypers. I'm
going to try to email you a pair of sneakers. I got to email sneakers.
$629 at Light Club and Stadium Goods.
Yo, listen, man. Like I said, I got you. And I have you stop by my restaurant, Jerky's in Harlem, and then we're going to discuss some more things, some paintings, or whatever you got going on my walls inside my restaurant. Why not? Let's do it.
If people want to see more of your artwork, how can they find it on your social media?
My Instagram is Justin_Richburg, RICHBURG. My Twitter is _JustinRichburg. My Facebook is JustinRichburg. If you want to get the print, it's link in my bio, or just go to my website, justinrichburg.com. My information is on my website.
Thank you so much, Justin, for calling into the Madhouse today.
Word.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe, bro.
All right, then.